You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Second hour of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick, go ahead and let you finish up, hon.
Are you on mute, Rick?
Yeah, sorry about that. I thought I fixed that. Yeah, so the idea here would be that Padre Pio was very powerful. And rightfully he should have been in the eyes of God, because he was all about service and getting things done for God, which is what he spent all of his time doing. So he had four things he thought that we should always be doing. And I'm going to take his advice. People would always ask him, for example, are you born again? And, of course, born again would be baptized. And, of course, the answer would be yes. And you take the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. Well, there's no way to say no to that, because anybody who has a decent relationship with God, that is your relationship with God. The four things that he suggested we always do is, in every situation, whenever you're faced with a problem, always pray, "Thy will be done." Okay? Thy will be done. In other words, you would abdicate your will. You would acquiesce to God's will, surrender to God's will. Let the situation, let God handle the situation for you in the most intelligent way. And then at the same time, the second thing he suggested was to offer all of your actions to God. So, you know, if you're involved in even mundane tasks, you know, don't think that your mundane day-to-day is boring for the Lord. It is not. When you're doing something that, you know, you're like, hey, look at me over here. Is there a nail sticking out of my face? You know, you're ready to throw in the towel. Just offer it up to God. The third thing he suggested was, don't worry. Worry is a waste of time and some indication that you're not taking your relationship with God seriously. In other words, you're thinking, for some reason, some way, he is not in control, which he is. And I know that's a tough one. It's hard to know. You know what they say, you know, pray like hell, but roll for shore. So, yes, you do bear some responsibility. But while you're trying to figure out what to do, you know, try to discern God's will. And even if your own mind runs contrary to what you think God might want, you should allow God to do for you what you think he would do. The other thing is, always strive for heaven. Always keep your eye on the goal line. Don't forget why you're here. I mean, if all that you do, if your whole life if all that you do and have done does not lead you to heaven, then you have been distracted and or duped, tricked, cheated, however you want to put it. And I would say this would be the bottom line. And now I know we've got some listeners who are just going wild right now because they just aren't down with so-called saints or anything like that, and they think this is, you know, some kind of, they think I'm trying to recruit them into the Catholic League. That is simply not the case. But the value of an intercessor, the value to you personally, whoever you are, the value of an intercessor is invaluable. You need all the help you can get from wherever you can get it. And I'll tell you one if you don't think so, I don't know what you've been up to. This life is not an easy one, and I wouldn't turn down any help. Padre Pio is an amazing intercessor, as is the Mother of God. These people, you ask for help, you're going to get it in one form or another. If you're interested, there is a website called Following Padre Pio, and they will recount all kinds of situations that he went through. You know, the man could speak with guardian angels, including yours. He would know your sins while you were standing in line. Some people, when he looked, he would just send some people away before they even got into the confessional. Just because, and he would say, you know, break off that relationship and come back, or something like that. He'd say, you know, get out of here and don't even confess. So it's an interesting situation. But I would, you know, if you're, you know, you can always say, Padre Pio, pray for me. You know, just something quick like that, especially if you're stressed or you're in trouble. And see if you don't get some help. Any comments at this point?
All right, Rick, I need to interrupt you for a second, buddy.
We've
got our first caller on the line,
and that is Jim in New York.
All right, we've got Jim in New York on line 5. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, good morning, Tim, Lori, and Rick. I haven't called for a few months. I had to
good
let
morning.
Off. Hey.
I had to talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. I suspect the whole thing is faked. I mean, it sounds crazy, but, you know, I remember the video, and who attacks someone with an AR-15 with a skate? And that always stuck out to me as fake.
Well, we watched the video. I don't think it was fake because there were so many different videos going, not just one. Elisha Schaefer was there. He got one. John Boyle, I think it was, got a different one. Same situation, but got a different angle on the video. Plus, they got it on the drone footage, or not drone. It was actually a fixed-wing aircraft. You know, they've got all these different things, and they all show exactly the same thing happening. I don't think the event itself was fake. I think the prosecution case was fake.
Yeah.
I don't think the situation that happened on the ground were fake.
Yeah. I mean, that always stuck out to me, because if someone has a gun, a normal person would never attack them with a skateboard. I mean, it's just suicidal.
The attackers weren't normal people. You know, one of the guys that Rittenhouse killed was a pedophile and a mental patient. In fact, before he was killed, I think his name was Rosenbaum, he'd only been out, just got out of the out of the psych ward, you know, literally that day. So,
yes.
You know, the guy, the skateboard, I forgot. I know he was convicted of something. I don't remember what it was, but it was multiple convictions of the same thing. And the guy that got his arm half blown off said right in court, he didn't, you know, the Rittenhouse didn't shoot him until he pointed the gun at his face. And he said that on the stand. So, you know, Jim, I don't know how much of it was fake. I really don't think the incident itself was.
Yes.
You know, there would have been somebody that would have had video of something different.
Yes. Well, I don't know if this incident's fake, but I suspect a lot of these incidents on television are fake. I think the George Floyd incident was fake. I think that Ahmaud Arbery incident may have been faked. You know, the CIA and the government can hire literally tens of thousands of people if they want to. And, you know,
I think
a lot of these stories on television are created by the government, and it's the agenda is after COVID, Americans started to get restless and started protesting against these COVID mandates, and then all of a sudden, April 2020, George Floyd happens, and what does the government do? It preempts any real protests over a real issue like COVID with fake protests over George Floyd. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, buddy. The protest against the green passes and the mandatory vaccines and all that, I was talking to Rick about this before we went on the air. You know, those protests are happening all over the world right now. Literally.
Yes.
From Australia to Central and Western Europe, they're happening. You know, you can watch multiple live streams. So regardless of how severe COVID is or whatever, the governments are trying to portray it to the people that, you know, this is very real and we've, quote, got to do this for your own safety and all that. And people have had enough of it. Now, of course, I'm sure you've heard the first inklings of the next one, which apparently is going to be smallpox and or monkeypox. They're already reporting some cases, I believe it was in Maryland, of monkeypox. So I guess that's going to be the next one.
All right.
Anything else, Jim?
No, I just encourage people to, anything on television can't be believed. You have to have a critical eye towards any trial, any protest on TV. I think they're diverting Americans away from COVID onto these fake race trials, George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery. I think they're psyops to get people off of COVID and onto these created TV fake trials. That's what I think. And thank you. And you guys have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thank you for your call, Jim. You too, buddy. Have a great Thanksgiving. All right, guys. Next, we go to Art in Georgia on line 9. Good morning, Art.
Well,
Good morning, everybody.
All right, hold on. I just want to say one thing also about what Jim said, and that is that these trials maybe to get your mind off COVID, but COVID was there to get your mind off of the economic collapse of the country. So, but please continue on.
Right.
I can't argue with that at all. But anyway, good morning, gentlemen. As I pour myself another cup of coffee here and then head back to my office, Kyle Rosenblum, the first guy to be shot. This guy, right. He was, as was stated earlier correctly, he had just got out of the hospital. But he was a convicted pedophile. And he brutally raped not only the front part of the 10-year-old child, but also the anally he raped the child. And so this is a level 3 offender, and he failed to maintain his sex offender status. And, you know, when you watch some of these videos, and here's something interesting, I've not heard anybody else mention this, I've been kind of holding off, but nobody else has mentioned the fact that earlier in that night, Rosenblum and some others had set a dumpster on fire and were pushing it down the street when someone from the car source or whatever the name of that place was came out with a fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Yeah.
And you could hear Rosenblum, "Why you do that?" Blah, 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 blah. And then he was trying to pick a fight with the guy, with another guy, with an AR-15 type of rifle. It looked like an AR-15 to me. Could have been an AK. I don't know. I'm not a gun expert. And it's kind of dark, and everybody's moving real fast. It's kind of hard to tell. But when you look at the guy that Rosenblum was trying to pick a fight with earlier that evening in front of the car source, that guy was dressed almost identical to Kyle Rittenhouse. He had a green shirt, baseball cap just like it, same kind of pants. Look, so I'm kind of curious. Was Rosenblum going after Kyle, thinking it was the other guy from earlier in the night? Here's something nobody's mentioned. It could have been a case of mistaken identity. But the fact remains, you know, this argument that he had to exhaust all avenues of escape, what do you call running away? You know, I mean, and then he runs between these cars and he realizes that in front of him there's this mob of people that he's about to run into. He's only got one option, turn and face his attacker.
Well, no,
he did exactly what I would have done.
He didn't take the bus, so that would have been one more option.
I don't really think he had any options at that point. You know, because when you watch the video, it is very clear. He did everything he could to run away.
Yeah.
And even after he shot Rosenblum, and he's trying to run down the street, going to the cops. "I'm going to find the police," is what he said. "I'm going to find the police." Yet, he still had 3 other people tried to attack him. And all 3 of these, the other two,
right.
Grosskreutz and Huber, both convicted felons. Grosskreutz for felony burglary, illegal weapons possession. And Huber, convicted felon, assault and battery, domestic abuse, false imprisonment, illegal weapon. These are the kind of, you're right, these are not normal people. People like this don't think.
No.
And when you have mob mentality and everybody's already riled up and whatever, they're not thinking clearly. So it doesn't surprise me you got these idiots trying to attack a guy, you know, and they're coming from all different directions. So they feel emboldened because they're in a big group of people. I bet you if they were one-on-one and nobody else was around, they would have never gone after Kyle. But this is mob mentality. This is what happens when you get a mob riled up.
Oh, I agree with you, Art. I agree. And so did a jury of 12.
And I was ecstatic. I was in town yesterday. I had to go to a doctor's office. I was sitting out in front of the hospital waiting on my ride to come pick me up when I got a notice. They were like, "Kyle Rittenhouse was just acquitted." And I'm sitting in the hospital, and I yelled out, "Yes!" And everybody turned and looked at me like I was retarded or something.
Yeah.
You know, I was just so excited when I heard that. because I actually did think that they might have gone, because they were taking 4.5 days or three and a half days to deliberate. I actually thought at one point that they were going to go for a lesser charge of maybe intentional manslaughter or something like that, which would have sent him to prison. But when I heard that he was acquitted straight across the board, not guilty, I was so happy, because here's a case of real justice being done.
Well, I agree with you, Art. I absolutely do. Rick and Rory, either one of you have any follow-up comments?
One sentence. Yeah. These just sound like people who are on the George Soros payroll to me. I mean, who else would accept a job application from a convicted pedophile? That's Soros stuff right there.
Yeah, that's crazy. But here's what worries me. Now we have to look here in my state of Georgia, the Ahmaud Arbery trial, where you have, and we know for a fact, I was told that the jury for Kyle Rittenhouse was all white except maybe one or two black people. I don't know, because there was never any accurate, like, reliable source on that. But we do know for a fact that the Ahmaud Arbery case here in Georgia is all white except for one black juror. And we now have, here in Georgia right now, we got it going on. The woke mob is assembling. And so I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, man, if they acquit these guys, we could see an absolute eruption from the woke mob. But, you know, I was surprised we didn't have any riots last night. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But I think we might see some serious woke mob mentality arising. And if it does, those of us who are logical, rational, reasoned individuals are going to have to step up and push back. I do it every day when I go, every time I go to town. I know, what's his name, the guy up there in Massachusetts that goes out and does all the holding of the signs and stuff. I forget his name, Tony, I think. I do like he does. Every time I go to town, I'm talking to people. I'm running my mouth. I'm letting people know. I piss a lot of people off. I don't care. You know, truth is truth. You can't have the truth. I don't know what to tell you. Go hide in your little gray box and, you know, wish it all away, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, we are going to have to push back. If they start their crap again, we're going to have to push back, because we cannot allow another 2020 BLM Antifa event. We cannot allow that to happen again. We have to push back.
Well, last night in Portland, there was an attack on, what was it called, Justice Center or Judicial Building or something like that.
Really?
Quite a bit of damage was done. Nobody killed. And tonight there is a Antifa protest scheduled in Los Angeles at 5 p.m. Pacific time. I didn't read up about it because it hasn't happened yet, and it might not happen. But they've got Antifa's trying to put one together for tonight. I heard some talk about something similar in Chicago, but I didn't get any details about that. So we'll see where this goes.
Yeah, I didn't hear about the one with burning down the Justice Center, but, you know, I didn't see anything when I got on the internet.
They didn't burn it down. They did a lot of damage.
Yeah. Well, go figure, right? But, you know, I didn't see anything when I got up this morning, so I was thinking, wow, a miracle. Nothing happened last night, but you just had to burst my bubble, didn't you? but that's okay. We need to know what's happening, and not everybody knows everything, but together we all have all the pieces. We just have to come together to put this puzzle together and then act accordingly. But I'm still going to be watching, because I'm expecting something is going to pop off here real soon, because the protests happening here in Georgia are getting thick, and it's only a matter of time before something pops off. Anyway, thanks, guys. I know you got more to get to, but y'all have a great week.
Quick question, and,
yeah.
What city in Georgia is that trial happening, the one you're talking about, where the three guys killed the one black guy?
Well, let me look here real quick. Ahmaud Arbery. Let me see. Brunswick, Georgia.
I know where that's at.
Brunswick. I'm trying to think. Where's isn't that down near Savannah?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
I thought it was. So we're just going to wait and see what happens there, and hopefully, you know.
Yeah, hopefully things will remain calm, but I'm not counting on it.
Well, we just have to wait and see.
Thank you for calling in, buddy.
All right, thank you, Greg, for the call. All right, I appreciate it.
All right. Lori and Rick, I got just a couple of minutes by my clock before the next break. So I want to remind ladies and gentlemen to visit our two sponsors. They are Extendivite, a product that Rick and Lori and I all use, a product that I think has done me a lot of good. I don't know what Rick and Lori think about it, really. All we've ever said is we use it. I like what it does for me. Rick, Lori, you guys like it?
Of course we do. Otherwise, we wouldn't be using it.
Well, I use all kinds of things. A razor. I don't like my razor, but I use it. I will say this about that. Because I have O negative blood. Hello, CIA. That's right. Check it out. Because I have that, I will always have problems with candida and other things like that. And it is a never-ending process to keep my gut bacteria straight. And so Extendivite, because of the garlic and the cayenne, will tend to keep my gut in order. And when your gut is not in order, maintaining health, is really, I'm going to say it's not even possible. You will be in some form of, what should I say, you will be slowly dissolving, coming apart. It'll manifest itself as, arthritis or any inflammatory problem. When you've got bad gut bacteria going on, so I like it from that point of view. It of course also keeps your arteries clean, but you know, for me, the big deal would be the inflammatory aspect, the anti-inflammatory aspect of it all.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, but folks, if you're interested in feeling a little bit better, go to ruralsurvival.life. You'll see a banner on top near the top of the page that says Extendivite, and click on that and you can learn all about it. The other thing, folks, is Water Revolution. They've recently become our sponsor. Lori and I have their whole house filter, their Helix Energizer, which does something to the water. I don't know exactly what it is, but it makes the water feel softer, makes it feel better. And then we've got the under-sink tap water model, where, in other words, tap water goes into the filter, and directly above the or on the sink, we've got a little tap that... you know, you can get just the clean water, the really pure water out. Now, I haven't installed that yet. That might be a project today.
Could be. I know it makes your day work better. Yeah, I was just going to say it.
Guys.
Never mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Truth, you can't handle. truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, gentlemen, where are we going to now?
Well, let's give the call-in number. We forgot to do that, Lori.
Apparently somebody's
okay, I can do that. If you'd like to call in, our call-in number is 512-248-8252. Again, 512-248-8252. All right, guys.
And all right, Rick, is there somewhere specific you wanted to go next?
Well, I will just say one small thing about my small motor. What should I say? Maintenance for the end of the year. There was a larger Generac generator that I haven't started in about 2 years. Shame on me. I know that is just not. I used to run these things for 5 minutes every Friday, but my life is out of control, the responsibilities and other things just kind of overwhelm me. But I haven't started this Generac in about 2 years, and I was worried. When I pulled that out, I'm like, no way is this thing going to start. So I looked in the tank, and it was topped off. So I'm like, okay. So I knew right then and there that it was put away in under maintenance situations, because when I put a motor like that away, I will always have the tank full. And so I had to suspect, although 2 years ago, my goodness, what do I know? I can't remember what I ate for dinner 2 years ago. So I bring the thing out.
Hell,
and,
you're doing better than me. I can't remember what I ate for dinner last night.
You didn't eat dinner. Never mind. You had a banana. So I get the thing out. I take the air cleaner off and look at it. It's good and clean. I shoot one or two bursts of ether in there, and I go to pull it, and I'm like, this is going to be painful. I'm going to be doing this for 5 minutes. Nope. It started on the first pull, and then I thought, okay, as soon as the ether's gone, this is going to die. Oh, no, it didn't. It took off, and it ran It ran like a deer, and it never, I thought, okay, this thing's going to start the search. Engines will search, it's called surging or searching, where they'll rev up and slow down, right. And which means you've got a clog in one of these little microscopic ports in the carb. It didn't do any of that. It ran perfectly. So I impressed myself. So, I want to impress upon you the money saving and the time saving aspect of putting your small motors away properly, not to mention the fact that in the case of something like a generator, if your power goes out and you pull the generator out and find out that it's not working, well, how do you explain that to your wife? You just look like a doggone fool. So put these things away properly. I went over each motor. I put treated gasoline in them. And like I said, the small motors, like my pressure washer, I put in treated two-stroke gas, and that really works well because the if I'm being redundant, I apologize, but the most of these two-stroke oils have an ethanol treatment in them to protect the small motors from ethanol. So I like to put that. I'm not going to put 5 gallons of this in a generator, but something like a pressure washer that maybe holds a quarter, half gallon, I will do that for sure. And that way, when I go to start it in the spring,
right?
You've got oil in the gas, and you are cooking with gas at that point. So that would be the only thing that I wanted to bring up was my happy dance that I was doing around the generator when I realized that I had done something smart. What did you want to do? You wanted to talk about something.
Cool. Well, yeah.
Were you
just a little prepper tip type thing. And yep, I might have mentioned it before, folks, last week or the week before, and I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but it's a very important thing. I remembered one thing that I forgot to mention when I was talking about Ready Pure, or not Ready Pure, but Water Revolution. That we've got one of their Ready Pure filters, too. It's a countertop unit, completely independent of your water, electric, all that. Well, if I didn't mention this, I apologize. If I did, I apologize. One of the things you can do for your countertop water filters, be they Berkey or whoever, is to take and pre-filter the water you put in before you put it in the canister in the tank, the top tank. This will make your filters last longer. Now, you could probably use dirty pond water or whatever and get away with it. but your filters ain't going to last near as long as they should if you do that. And so that was just a little prepper tip type thing. And that's really all I had to say on the matter. Coffee filters are cheap. We've got a bun coffee maker, not the homeowner's model, but like out of a restaurant. And I buy 100 filters for, I think it's $1.56. Every time I go to the store, I pick up another half dozen or so packages of the filters. And I plan on using them, you know, if we have to get water out of the pond or something. So,
well, you can do
just something I wanted to mention.
Or an old T-shirt. You can run it, run the water through a T-shirt first, and then through the coffee filter. It'll speed that way up. I like to cut it pieces and use them to roll my marijuana in. That works pretty well. Yeah, it's to make my doobies. No, I'm kidding. I don't think that would work. Speaking of coffee filters, I have been, and I told you guys this a while ago, I have been experimenting with the, and this is going to be a little redundant for some of you, but what I found was is that when you give somebody a cup of coffee, it's kind of like mom's spaghetti. If spaghetti can be great, but if it doesn't taste like their mother's spaghetti, they curl up their lip. And it doesn't mean it's bad spaghetti. It just means it's different, and they're not used to it, and they're going to say they don't like
right.
it. What I've noticed is that the more different kinds of coffee I drink, I learn to appreciate the difference between one and the next. And I said this a long time ago, is that for a long time I was addicted to the darker roast. The darker roast are actually caramelizing the sugars to the point where they're gone. And so you wind up with a dark, burnt kind of a flavor. So in the medium roast, a lot of the sugars are still there. When it's in the medium roast form, you can sense what is actually in the coffee from different areas. You can find the florals. You can find the chocolate, the fruitiness, other things. So what I've been doing, and I apologize for the redundancy for some of you, is I have been taking medium roasts that have those sugars and those fruits and those other subtle side flavors, and I have been cold smoking them with pecan. I tried hickory and other things. It's too greasy. But the pecan has a floral, smoky flavor, and that way you get to have the, in what my opinion would be, what I guess you would call a blend, you get to have the smoky tones of a deep roast, of a dark roast, with the fruity and florals of the medium roast. And that has been a lot of fun for me. I can say that in this particular case, I've given some of it away, and most of the people in my family just don't like it. They're either addicted to French roast or medium roast with no smoke. But once again, it's kind of like your mom's spaghetti. You know, they're not ready for it. And so I would say if you're going to experiment with coffee, keep it. Don't give it away because nobody's going to like it. You know, nobody's going to appreciate it. So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we like what we're used to when it comes to coffee. You know, when you put that cup to your lips, you know, you expect a certain taste. But I'm like you. I like trying different kinds of coffee. You know, like one of my favorites, I don't remember if it's a Dunkin' Donuts or a Starbucks, that I get at the grocery store, but it's the pumpkin spice. But I'm only good for two cups, and I got to switch back to my regular coffee.
Which I highly recommend.
I truly like.
Life is short. Why in the world should you keep sucking down the same coffee all day when you could change? You know, give me a break.
Right.
You know, it's, yeah, it's you, you know, you've only got so many days left in your life. You should try to have some fun.
Oh, I agree. And it used to be that way with me about food, but now anything comes up new and different, I'm trying it.
Oh,
you know,
you're on that seafood diet.
Yeah.
Where you see food, you eat it. Yeah, the seafood.
He wants everybody to jump on that wagon with him.
No, I was waiting to see what would happen. I was waiting. I think I've told that joke just too many times now. So we have Thanksgiving this coming week, and I am in,
yes.
in charge of pies. However, I have been making fudge, which I've noticed my weight seems to be stuck, even though I'm on a low carb diet. I think the addition of fudge is messing me up. But
yeah, I wonder why.
The dog. Well, you know the old deal. The dog ate my homework. I eat it whether I like it or not, just because I made it and I don't want it to go to waste. So yeah, it does go to my waste. But I will be in charge of desserts this year again. And you know, the good news is if you take dessert and they don't eat it, you get to bring it home. That's kind of, well, I guess you could sort of donate it. I will also be taking the escabeche, the oil, the eggplant and oil deal. I'm going to take that along as well. I didn't get a turkey yet. I think you said you bought some.
Yeah. Yeah, the Walmart here got about 50 of them in, and they were putting the last ones in the freezer when I was there. And because I've read so much about these turkey shortages, I grabbed one at the first of the month, biggest one I could find, and we put it in the freezer. And I think Lori's going to pull it out Monday to start thawing.
Yeah, man, I was going to say, those don't do that on Wednesday, or you will be eating raw turkey. It's probably been a solid year before we've talked about deep frying turkeys, but I got to tell you, you know, it's not only is it a time saver, in my opinion, those are the best, juiciest turkeys. That is the way to go. I probably told this story, but about 5 years ago, we were heating up some oil to deep fry the turkey, and I kept watching the thermometer, and it just wouldn't go to 350, and eventually the whole thing burst into flames. Then I realized the thermometer was broke, and man, oh man, that was just, if you get oil hot enough, it will conflagrate. So, you know,
yes, it will.
A word of the wise, check your thermometer. You know, in some way, shape, or form, at least put it in some warm water to see what it'll do. Don't blow up the garage like I did. So it's a lot of excitement on a holiday. Too much excitement on a holiday. I should mention that every year this time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, a lot of people set their place on fire doing just exactly that.
Yeah. Well, the new scare on some of the mainstream media, I know I saw it on MSNBC, was exploding turkeys.
Oh, gosh.
And
of course.
Yeah, it was funny. You know, one more thing trying to scare people about.
Oh, they're saying like 80% of the deer in Missouri have COVID. Can you give me a break? I mean, are you insane?
So what they do?
You know what? Deep fry them then. That'll take care of it. You know, I'm sorry. So what? Now nobody's going to go deer hunting. What freedom are we supposed to abdicate next? I guess we're going to find out if you just wait until next weekend.
If it's an enjoyable activity, Rick, they're going to outlaw it.
They're going to outlaw what?
You know, anything that's enjoyable, they're going to outlaw.
Oh. Well, in that case, there goes my marriage. Okay, Well, don't laugh now.
My daughter received a notice from the Division of Family Services because she gets food stamps and Medicaid for the kids.
Yeah.
Now, hear me out. The state of Missouri says that unless she files suit against her husband for child support, they're going to take it away.
God. I hate the deep state.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our break, and after we come back, we'll be closing out our show. So hold on.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, gentlemen, it's that time that we all hate. It's time to go ahead and do our closing statements before we end our show.
Well, who wants to go first?
I'll go first, and I'll try to be brief. Clean up your small mortars before winter. Overlay your gardens with some compost and get seeds. Get lots of seeds. Don't get some seeds. Get lots of seeds. You can always save them or trade them away or give them as gifts. The choice there would be yours, but I guarantee if you don't have them, you will have no choices. Here is a prayer to Joseph, Jesus's father. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, cast your solemn gaze upon the devil and his minions, and protect us with your mighty staff. You fled through the night to avoid the devil's wicked designs. Now with the power of God, smite the demons as they flee from you. Grant special protection, we pray, for children, fathers, families, and the dying. By God's grace, no demon dare approach while you are near, so we beg of you, always be near. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much. Well, what do you want to say, sweetie?
Well, I guess my normal would be remember our men and women in uniform and their families. Of course, with the weather, remember the homeless, the elderly. Keep our nation in your prayers and our leaders. Also, everybody knows that I'm a BTS fan. They've got concerts coming up at the end of this month. Wish I was there. That'd be a nice birthday present. But anyway, also have award shows Sunday night with BTS. I know. If you can't, tune in. Other than that, you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Remember what you're grateful for. And God bless. Everybody stay safe.
Well, thank you, Ori. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say the same thing I always do. Be aware of what's going on around you. Be aware of what's going on in your community, your state or province, your nation. Because, you know, being forewarned, like they say, it truly is being forearmed. It really is. Take advantage of this time of plenty that we have right now, or relatively plenty. Stock up on food, the stuff you like. Don't buy stuff you don't like. Canned goods, cereals, grains, all that. Pray for us, folks. We're going to be praying for you, and may God bless America. Bye-bye.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.